This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so my shoulder.
It's the E-Square Podcast.
It's the E-Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo. And we got a special guest in this motherfucker today, YVN Tay. What's good,
gang,
bro?
Gang, how y'all doing,
yes,
man?
Yes, sir. Hey, it look like St. Patty's Day in this bitch today,
hey,
man.
There's a lot of green in here, you feel me?
Whole lot of green, whole lot of money. Look at that motherfucking wrist, goddamn.
Where you looking right now, bro?
Something light, huh?
Come on, now.
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling locked in right now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling so good.
Big day for you?
It's been a big week for me, actually. Because it's been my first week back in Vegas since like 3 years.
Really? Where you been?
I've been everywhere. I was in Cleveland. I was in New Jersey. I was in Virginia. I was just everywhere, bro.
Doing what?
Why you trying? A lot of life shit.
Because
at first, I only been rapping for a year. I went through a lot of life shit, bro.
You've only been rapping for 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
Damn. So, I guess when you got it, you got it, huh?
I mean, I feel like it clicked, so I just had to run with it. Yeah. So,
but what were you doing before music?
Music, I played football. I was an athlete. And then I used to dance a little bit. I was on my own tail shit, you feel me?
Yeah, post. TikTok, right? You went crazy on TikTok, right?
See, I did. I went viral on there a few times, but I didn't like that, though.
Why?
People be trying to clown you on TikTok. That shit ain't fun.
That's like some kiddie shit.
That's some kid shit for me. That's how I look at it. You feel me?
But there's some adult TikTokers that are making millions,
now,
though.
I feel like now a lot of people is on there, but it ain't really for me. Like,
so you still got your following on there, though?
Yeah, I'm locked in. Like, so my people, I just post my what I be doing, you know, with the music shit, and they be fucking with me. So
TikTok is so crazy, man.
They be doing some wild shit on
there. Too much, bro. Too much now.
I'm too old.
I'm way too old for that shit. I'm on it now, though. Yeah. I just post my little clips.
I feel like it's like free publicity for real.
You have to.
I feel like it's
gotta be everywhere.
Because if you pop off on there, do your thing. You know how many people and artists are going up from there?
Yeah, bro. For real. People getting signed off of TikTok.
They getting their bread. Like, you see, like, in New York and shit, they got them on the billboards and all that. Like,
it's a crazy world, bro. See, Instagram is, like, slowly phasing out.
It is. Like, I fuck with my Instagram and my people so much, but Instagram be bugging.
The algorithm's fucked up,
They be fucking
right?
up, like... Like they be trying to hold you back and shit.
I don't fuck with it. 3 weeks ago, I was getting like
Love Instagram.
Yeah, it's weird though. But like 3 weeks ago, I was getting like 500 people on my stories, and like yesterday, I got like these last few days, I'm getting like 50 people, 60
people.
Yeah, see,
they be trying to hide your shit.
Yeah, I'm like,
bro, I know people tapped in with my shit,
bro.
So
you got to really go look for it.
Yeah, bro, it just depends. You just got to change your platform. Yeah, just put your name everywhere. Fuck it.
So what position do you play?
I played wide receiver and safety. I was there.
Yeah.
I was him. Yeah. I promise you, I was him.
What school did you go to? What school did you play for?
I went to Sierra Vista for high school. And then I was supposed to go to Gorman, but I had moved out of state. And then I went to Euclid High School.
Okay.
And then
hold on, in Cleveland?
Yeah, in Cleveland.
Yeah, I went to I played ball at Notre Dame College in South Euclid.
That's dope. Yeah.
I'm familiar with
it. It was cool over there. It's just like at the time, that's when I had stopped and I started doing the music shit. Because just life had to change for me. It was just like football wasn't doing nothing. Like it wasn't making no money. It wasn't right there at the time. You feel me?
Yeah. So I feel you. Football's tough, man.
It's a lot. It's a commitment.
Yeah.
So, and I played it because it was fun to me. But then when it felt like it was a chore, like, I just kind of had to do something that was new because I like to stay. I just like to stay doing new shit all the time.
It's a grind, man.
It is.
And you're not guaranteed to make it in football.
It's not because you know how many people they pick, bro?
Man.
Out of all the people that play.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like one injury.
One injury away,
you're
bro.
You're going to be fucked up and mad because that shit going to be crazy.
I feel you.
It was like that for sure.
I play strong safety too, man. But
You was locking down?
Yeah, but when you go to college, you just realize like, you know, am I going pro or not? Like, because if I'm not, I'm wasting my time.
It's gonna hurt your soul though.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I was depressed after I stopped playing. So
that's always gonna be my first love, bro.
Football, for sure.
So,
so you grew up here though.
Yeah, born and raised in Vegas.
Hell yeah, and then you moved to Cleveland.
Yeah, I only went out there for like 2 years though. I fuck with them out there. The 216, but 702 always gonna be my That's my place forever. Hell yeah. You feel me?
That's funny that we have that in common because I hated Cleveland. I hated it.
Hey, bro, it was a lot. It was different.
Yeah, so much, brother. It's so cold. Different. It's so cold.
Bro, I don't like that snow shit, man.
It's too much. People, we don't.
I can't ever go outside. I hate it there.
But people think it gets cold here. Mm-hmm. We don't know about
it. Get cold here. They don't know about that.
That's what
it's hot as fuck.
But you got to experience that to say that. Like, mm-hmm. even when it's cold here, it ain't cold, bro.
Bro, I'll go outside with a t-shirt on. Bro, like, God. Without no shirt, because that shit.
So you started doing music out there?
So, yeah, that's why I started. I dropped my first song when I was in Cleveland. Mm. I had made my first songs because I was in school and shit. I would rap at school all day, every day, bro.
Yeah.
In the classrooms, at lunch. Like, I shot my second music video. I had snuck underneath the school and shit to shoot.
Snuck underneath the school?
I snuck underneath the school when I was supposed to be at lunch, bro. And, like, I just shot a whole music video down there and then.
Oh, damn.
That was Hang With Us, and then that shit went up. People fuck with it, so.
So were you, like, the popular kid when you went out there because you're from Vegas?
I mean, when I came to the school, I had fans that were at the school, so they was, like, they already knew me and shit, so it was cool.
But what, like, from TikTok?
From just, like, life.
Oh, okay.
From everything. Okay. From, like, me dancing and all that. So at the time, I was just, like, I ain't really fuck with too many people, though, because, like, people was grimy. Like, there's niggas trying to set me up and just do a whole bunch of, like, stupid shit.
Cleveland's grimy.
They grimy, you feel me? So I just had to watch how I stepped, and then I was just figuring shit out. And then when I started connecting with a lot of dope people when I started doing music for real. Like, when I was out there, my first week out there, I think first or second week, I had met Annalee Chapo out there. And that was dope. Like, he was a cool dude. And I met some other artists, YSN Flo. He dope as fuck. Fucking.
So how did those meetings come about?
Just going. You feel me?
So, did you show him his music? Yeah. And Ellie Chopper? Yeah. Or show him your music?
Yeah. I talked to him for, it was probably like a 30, 45 minute talk. Yeah. We was just chilling.
What did he say?
He just told me to do music. He told me to keep going on some real shit. And I was like, what, 2 years ago? A year ago?
Yeah, you guys were kind of in the same lane. So I'm sure that meant a lot to you.
Yeah, facts. That shit was dope, bro. And I met a lot of people going down the line. Like, I met Tusi. I met, fucking, like, Lil Mosey hit my phone. Fucking Cowboy hit my phone. Like,
That's good, bro. That's good. You're moving around.
Yeah, I'm so trying to network. I'm trying to stay locked
in. Don't get sucked into the city and get.
I don't want to.
No, don't do it. It's nothing here for you, bro.
I know. That's why I was gone for a minute. I had to depart, but now, like, I feel like I need to be here. That's why I'm moving back, bro. Because I feel like if I'm not here, like, the city need, like, a superhero, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like they need someone to actually carry something for the youth and show, like, everybody else shit's possible.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to be.
Yeah, it's, we have had some success from Vegas, but, you know, the blueprint is there. You just got to get out, move around, and take Vegas with you. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, get on that level and then bring it back type shit. But, you know, it's a good place to duck off. This is what I was telling Tay, how he moved here.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, it's a good place to duck off and kind of lay low. It's not super active like L.A.,
Yeah,
you know what
they
saying?
Be doing a lot out here. I know a lot of my peoples out here, and I know a lot. Like, the city love me, so that's why I fuck with it.
Yeah, man. So you moved to Cleveland, then now you moved back here, and so what you got rocking now, man? You got a whole tape dropping tonight?
I got my song dropping today.
Oh, it's a song.
I got D&D.
D&D,
The music video is dropping on YouTube and SoundCloud, and then we're going to drop it on all platforms after it go up.
But you're dropping it on YouTube first.
Yeah, so everybody got to go to the video.
They got
to
see it.
Everybody got to see it. So we got to go up. And then after that, I'm thinking like next month or the month after that, I'm going to drop my tape, and then we're going to go up from there.
Yeah.
So
you say you're not signed?
Not signed.
You're completely independent.
I do it by myself.
Damn.
I do it.
That's a lot, huh?
Facts. It is.
You got a team?
I try to get a team. Like, I got my people. Like, we building our team, you feel me? Like, we locking in. We trying to, but everything's kind of out the mud. Like, everything's just off the strength of me doing it. I really ain't really had, like, family or, like, managers or, you know, shit like that to really, like, push me up. I kind of just make it happen.
Do you like being in control like that?
Yeah. Because I'm sitting on a lot of shit right now. So I can do whatever I want, whenever I want.
Right.
It's just off the strength of what I do.
Yeah.
So, like, if I feel like someone's going to sign me, I just need it to be genuine. Or I feel like they putting the right bag behind me because I'm not going to sit here and sign because I've seen homies and other people sign and get fucked up.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
No.
I'm not going to be him.
No.
I can't.
Especially if you got a good thing going.
Yeah, bro. I don't need nobody to build my name for me because I already got it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Artists, they, you know, labels, they'll come in and swoop you in too early. when you don't have any leverage. You know what I'm saying? But if you got a good thing going and you know in like 6 months to a year you're going to really have some leverage, then it's better just to wait.
Yeah, and you can get whatever you want though at that point. They gonna want you then.
Well, I'm sure people are hitting you up for management.
Yeah, no, a lot of people.
Trying to
management,
trying
labels.
To scoop you up.
Yeah, I got management, labels, fucking A&Rs, all types of shit.
Yeah.
Like, trying to do shit, but I really can't, like, because I've been in some bullshit situations, like, where people don't live up to their words.
Right.
So I don't want to just, like, I got trust issues, bro. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Are those trust issues stemming from just moving around, like, in the industry, or is it?
It's not even industry. It's just life, because I've seen a lot of people do a lot of grimy shit. So I'm not even just, I'd rather know. If I do it myself, I'm going to do it right.
Yeah.
So I'd just rather do that.
Yeah, being in control is like everything, man. It really is. Like, letting up that control too early can just take away the... You look like you're having a great time.
Bro,
you know what
I'm having
saying?
Fun.
Because you're in control. You know what I'm saying?
I'm having fun, bro. Like, you don't get it, bro.
Yeah, that party last night looked popping.
That was fun.
We're popping.
Hey, we looked good, bro. We looked great that night, bro.
Hell yeah.
Oh. So lit.
Damn, bro. So what was I going to ask you, bro? So how was growing up in Vegas, bro? This is what I want to hear. Like, I know, because I grew up here too. Mm-hmm. So I know my experience. You know, I grew up in garages smoking weed.
Yeah.
You know, house parties.
Trouble, all that dumb shit.
Yeah, same thing for you.
Driving dirt bikes down the street, running from police, doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Trying to rob blood. Oh, hold on. I said
yeah, don't be telling on yourself.
I didn't tell on myself. Fuck. Don't do it.
No,
look, just like, I feel like I was always trying to do something. I was always trying to be outside or trying to not be in the house. Like, I was always trying to do something, no matter what it was. So when I was around my people, it's like, there's this energy I feel like the city got that a lot of other places don't, that if you could get a group of people or a lot of people that you really fuck with, y'all can elevate together. So that was always my goal, was just to just come up with a group of people or like just make sure everybody ate and everybody won. So I feel like just coming up, growing up from Vegas, I learned a lot of real shit. So when I came and I moved to different cities and went other places, I looked at them like, what the fuck? Like, slower.
Yeah.
Like,
we're ahead of where
I was. Yeah, shit a lot slower, you feel me? Bro. So I just be like, trying to step how I do, you know, how I do. Yeah. So.
Yeah, man, when I moved to Cleveland from Vegas, and you probably noticed the same thing, they turn off the fucking street lights at 11 o'clock. Them shits just blink yellow.
They do a lot of weird shit.
But that's
it's love, but they do weird shit.
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, looking back on it, I love them too, but like, I can't live there. But going somewhere else, you realize like, damn, Vegas is really some other shit.
It is, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. But all right, so how is this all affecting you, bro? Mentally, you know, being so young, you're growing up.
Sure.
And your trajectory is to the moon right now.
Yeah.
So, do you feel pressure? How do you feel?
I don't, bro, because this is what I wanted. This is what I planned. Because, I feel like I put a lot of people through bullshit. Like, rest in peace, my mom's. But I put her through a lot of shit for me to do this now. And so I feel like I got to live up because, you know, she passed away like a month and a half ago.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
God damn.
Cancer, yeah. So... The past, months of my life, I kind of just been putting everything on my back for her.
Yeah.
Because she looking over me now, so I got to make sure I win. I got a little sister, little brothers, little families. I got my brothers, everybody. I got to make sure I win for them.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't do it, I don't know who else going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lot of work right now.
I'm sorry to hear that, bro. That's terrible.
That's
Jesus. So you feel good. So you just... You know, a lot of young people, they don't know what they want to be until they're motherfucking 30 years old.
Fact.
So you know what you want to be. You're locked in.
Like, since I was little, bro, I used to be like 8 years old, bro. And I'd sit there and I'd play like Let It Shine or fucking High School Musical. And I remember every single word that they had playing on that bitch. Now I come out rapping and singing and shit. I feel like I was going to be a rock star. Like, and that's just me being honest. Like, I used to rap in school all the time. Always sing, always try to. I wasn't good, but I always feel like I had that vision of me influencing other people or just trying to do something big where, like, I don't know, all my life I feel like people are, like, attracted to me. Like, I could bring a crowd. I could make people have fun.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of, like, the lane I fell in.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You've always had that confidence.
Yeah, I've always been confident. Like, I've lost it due to, like, bullshit I've been through, but I feel like I always knew who I was, you feel me?
Yeah. So how do you bounce back from like feeling, low from those times where you're not feeling?
When I remember who I am, because sometimes I get caught up. I got a kind heart, bro. I'm an empath. I get into bullshit and I let all of it take over me, bro. And then after, like, once I realize that I'm not trying to do that shit no more, and I realized, bro, I got a bigger picture and a bigger goal, I don't know what it is. There's something inside me that's just going to push that shit off and make me elevate, because I do it every time in every situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just my hunger, bro.
Yeah.
So
you just got to, you keep your eyes on the prize.
I got to.
Yeah.
I got to, because I got, bro, I've been, look, my nickname is Most Likely to Lose, bro. I've been him since I was born, bro. Mm. So I'm not going to fall back for nobody or fold for nothing, because people want me to lose. People want to see me down. People want to see me dead or in jail. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I ain't going to be that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the one to actually get a bag and do some CEO shit.
That is fuel to the fire.
Got to.
Yeah.
Got to.
That's good. You got that, bro. You need that. Because you're going into the fucking jungle in this music industry shit, man.
I'm coming for the next, bro.
I already know, bro.
I'm ready.
I can see it, man.
I'm so locked in.
Yeah. So what's your plan? Are you just going to keep dropping singles, or you got a project coming up? Or
so, like, right now, I'm just finna drop, bro. Because I'm doing it on my own pace. I know people love consistency. Mm-hmm. I like to work fast. Mm-hmm. So after I drop this shit today, y'all run that bitch up. Y'all better expect some shit in the next 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
We going to go up, because I'm trying to drop this tape. And after that, I'm trying to do some real nigga shit. So,
meaning what? What does that mean?
That means like yesterday at the performance, I'm gonna show you an example of some real nigga shit.
All right, come on.
So look, my brother Coco, he free now. He just got out 2 days ago. He got out his second day. He came to the performance. I performed all that, did my set. I was the headline, whatever. When I was done, I was like, y'all know my brother was locked up. Whoop de whoop. You know, I was backwards, and I was like, Coco, free. He took his ski mask off. I passed him the mic. He performed his song, and he turned the fuck up.
Dope.
And I was like, that's some real shit, because before he got locked up, I was in a fucked up position. Like, we all were, all my homies. My nigga Draco, free Draco. Like, everybody was in tight positions. We lost a lot of people, lost a lot of things, and just was going through a lot. Mm. So to be able to do something like that, this is my 6th, 7th day out here. Doing that, bro, and I ain't been here in so long, that shit feel great.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by some real nigga shit. So I'm trying to make sure, like, I pray all my niggas got bust downs on their wristwatches.
Yeah. Like, trying to put the team in
I'm
position.
I'm trying to make sure everybody can do some, have a house, have a business.
Like, yeah. That's important, man. I had good people around.
That's what I want. Somebody, some people around that's locked in mentally and ready to get that bag.
Yeah.
Because we all young. We all trying to turn up. Mm-hmm. There is no reason for us to lose or to not get what we want.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel.
It's the best time to take them chances, too, when you're young. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a risk taker. That's why I got it tatted.
Oh, dang, I should have worn my sunglasses in this bitch, man. Shit.
I got it tatted, bro. You got to take risks, bro.
Risk for real.
Risk taking.
For real, man. You don't want to be 40 taking risks. That's not a good look.
Hey, you want by the time I'm 40, bro, I hope I don't got to worry about shit ever again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be that by the time I'm, like, 22.
Yeah, so outside of music, what's some of your goals, like, business-wise?
Business-wise, I want to own a shoe company, a brand. I want to do real estate, like, have YVN houses or some shit. And I want to, what's it called? I want to make my own car company.
You want to make your own cars?
Yes, bro. That was something I always wanted to do, bro. Like, that would be some dope shit.
No, it would. I think it's going to open up, because all these electric cars, you know what
I'm
saying?
And they doing a lot of shit. They got cars driving on water and shit now. Bro, like, what?
Bro.
That's some crazy
shit. I'm surprised we don't got I guess we kind of do got flying cars, because airplanes are flying cars, I guess.
they do it,
but
though.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of.
Man. That's dope, man. You got to keep the right people around you. You got to... You gotta stay humble. The people around you really keep your feet on the ground and, you know, keep your head on your shoulders and shit, man. That's important. So things are opening back up. Are you got shows lined up?
Shit, yeah. I got shit I'm finna do, like, in like 3 days. I'm finna go to Miami, and then I gotta go out there to meet. I can't even tell y'all, because I gotta wait.
Come on, drop it on us, man.
I can't drop it on y'all, because y'all going to be excited when I do it.
All right.
Y'all going to be excited when y'all
see. Who lives in Miami, everybody? Who? Ronnie J?
No,
Ronnie J?
All the Florida rappers. Y'all know who's out there. There's a lot of people out there, man.
So you got some big features coming?
We got some things coming.
Yeah.
Some great things coming.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Man. How does one navigate that, man? How do you get linked up with features, man? I know a lot of young artists are,
invest in yourself. Mm. That's it. Because at the end of the day, music is still business. Mm. And even with me, I charge two racks for my features, bro. And I make sure I get my bread. Mm. So, like, the thing is, people, when you tell them a price, they look at the price and they're like, damn, you supposed to show love. Like, it's still showing love. Because yeah. I'll do a video with you. I'll do the full-length feature and I'll promote it. Mm-hmm. It's just you got to make sure I eat, too.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, to navigate something like that, you got to actually have something coming. You got to have quality because people going to reach out to you if you dope like that. And then when it comes to investing in yourself, bro, put your money where your mouth is. Mm-hmm. Simple as that, bro. Because whatever if y'all go up like that for real, if you're that confident in yourself, you're going to make that shit back and more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of just having that hustle and having that belief in yourself, bro.
Because
if you don't go get it, bro, ain't nobody going to do it for you. Ain't nobody want to fuck with you if you just feeling entitled and shit. Right. Nobody want to do that.
Oh, that entitlement is a whole nother monster that plagues everybody.
Nobody want to support an asshole.
For real. Right. Yeah, a lot of artists have a hard time being good at business. You know? That's important.
That's the first part, bro.
Yeah.
That's the first part, bro.
How'd you learn to be good at business?
Because, I took a business class back in high school. Mm-hmm. But fucking, I just don't play by my money.
Like, yeah, it's pretty common sense, right?
Yeah, it's common sense,
bro.
I don't want to have more followers than I do money. I don't want to be doing all this shit to not get paid because I see people do free shit a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah, it's almost moving backwards a lot of times.
It's moving backwards because where'd you put all this time and effort and investment into to sit here and do free shit?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That's why I barely do free shit, but unless I'm showing love like something like this, I show my love.
I appreciate you pulling up, man.
It's always, bro. Your show is dope, bro.
Thanks, bro.
It's great to be here.
I appreciate it, man.
It's great as fuck to be here, bro. I appreciate you for sure.
Yeah, man. This is dope. This like this new generation of artists, especially coming out of Vegas, watching you and Tay, you know, and these other guys coming up, man. It's like a beautiful thing. Cause now I feel like, I'll be 30. So I'm like, I'll be 30 this year, and I'm just like, damn, time flies. Thanks. You know what I'm saying? I'm like the older head now.
You the OG.
I'm like the OG. I guess, bro. I'm just the guy, but bro, you know what I'm saying? But it's just amazing to see. But it's also like, damn, time fucking flies, bro. I was 21 yesterday.
I remember being like 12. come on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So how do you feel about like working with different videographers and presenting yourself the right way? Do you like work with certain people or do you?
So it depends because a lot of people want to work with me. A lot of times they ask me to work and all that. But if you could show me some dope work and you could live up to my vision, then we can always do something. We can always make something happen.
Yeah.
But I see people that, like, camera people, like, some people, they just have a camera and they just be behind it not knowing what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Just acting wild. I can do it, bro.
I've done it.
Like, I shot my first two, or my second music video, my third one by myself, you feel me? So, as far as, like, who I work with, it just depends if you're ready trying to make a genuine connection and make a dope-ass video, because that's what's going to come out better.
Yeah.
Instead of just trying to get me on some quick money or you trying to just bullshit me. So that's how I go about that.
Do you have an in-house videographer?
No. I don't. I actually don't.
You should get one, I think.
I need one, bro. But I feel like I got people I'm cool with in places, but I definitely need someone that could be around me. Like 24/7.
I think that's a key ingredient, bro, because, you know, your videos are so fucking important. A lot of shit behind the scenes, too. And, like, you know, I use DaBaby as an example with the Real Goats, how they shoot all his videos. It's like, they know the vision, so the communication is there. When you like bounce around different videographers, your vision gets all fucked up.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they be trying to do shit different.
Yeah, they try to do their shit, they do shit their way. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like confusing to the fans and shit. But yeah, man. So let's get off music for a second, bro. How has 2020 affected you in the sense of all the civil unrest and all the, you know, the police shit and, you know, just what happened recently again?
I had did a song for like the Black Lives Matter movement. That shit, it's called Can't Breathe. It was with an artist named Sean Love. Yeah, it was dope. It went up. But I feel like all that, bro, it was a lot. It's a lot going on. I just feel like this world's fucked up and like, you can't really like me. I don't like to feed too much into it.
Yeah.
Because it makes me mad.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just not, you feel I mean, yeah. It's like some things, because I feel like shit be just played out, bro. Like, and a lot of things be for clout most of the time, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. Just for the internet, just to hype people up.
Right.
Like, the last past 2 years, 2021, 2020, even in 2019, shit's been wicked, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's been wild. Know,
it's been wild. We lost a lot of people, a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of shit happened, so.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm, like, just.
We living in, like a crazy-ass movie right now. Right?
Yeah. The aliens are watching.
They watching because we the main stars right now, just living in some wicked shit right now.
Yeah. Does it make you just feel like you want to move somewhere else? Or does it make you just feel sad or discouraged or like...
you want to know you want to know the real?
I really do.
I could give less than a fuck. Mm-hmm. I really could because at the end of the day, it ain't getting me paid and it ain't got nothing to do with me sometimes. That's how I look at it because like shit going to happen.
Yeah, like, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do about it?
Yeah, that's
so
the thing.
How are we going to stop it? Because we've been dealing with the same problems for so long, going on for so long. So
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, I mean, you got to only worry about what you can control.
Only worry about your world.
Yeah, because otherwise it's going to be just
self-love, self-care, meditate, whatever you need to do.
Yeah. How you feel about NLE Chopper's like whole new brand, bro?
Bro, with him, his spiritual shit.
Yeah,
I feel him on all that shit, bro. I'm locked in the same way, bro.
You meditate too?
I know all that shit.
Really?
That's me, bro.
Bro, how do you meditate? I can't do it.
I got my chakra bracelets on right now, bro. We gonna have to look. We can FaceTime Core, bro, and I'll show you how to really get your chakras in line.
Who taught you all this?
Just like. To the real shit, yourself, bro. You just know it's locked in with your higher self on some spiritual shit.
My brain runs. It's just.
It's a lot of things, bro. There's a lot of things that these two eyes don't see, but I ain't gonna talk a lot because the world do not play with spirituality.
Damn, so, bro. Hey, are you a vegan? You're not a vegan, are you?
Nah, I used to be.
Oh, really?
I used to be. I did for a little bit when I was really like trying to get on my shit, but it's just hard to keep up with. Yeah, it really is.
It's too much, especially when you're on the go like you, man.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep up with, bro. So
you got to be like at home and cooking every meal and shit. Man, I don't know, man. The world is crazy, but you're wiggling through it. You're wiggling through it. You're moving around.
I'm trying.
Where you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years, bro.
Yeah.
Shit, bro. Hope that I made everything that I said I was going to do happen.
Yeah.
That's what I want, like. I just want to make sure wherever I'm at in life, I don't have to go back to where I was.
Mm.
I just want to make sure my family, I want to make sure my peoples, I want to make sure everybody can just live comfortably because that's all I care about.
Yeah.
So as far as 5 years, whether I'm still rapping, whether I'm doing some other shit, I just want to make sure that everything's on lock and I did my best. That's all. You feel me?
Do the, does like the Grammys and, you know, all these award shows motivate you?
It could motivate me, but I feel like one day I'm going to be there just for the fact that that's somewhere I see myself.
Yeah.
Like, it's dope seeing people do it, but I feel like every great artist, they have something special in life. So,
What's your favorite song that you wrote so far?
My favorite song? I think it's this unreleased song. I don't think none of y'all heard it. I might have dropped a snippet on it, but it's called Endless Pain.
Okay.
That shit's so hard, bro. That's...
Yeah, that's your favorite shit.
I just freestyled it like, what's it like, 5 days ago, three days ago. And I shot the music video, I think the next night after. That shit's dope.
It's out already?
No.
Oh, it's not out.
I'm sitting on like 5 music videos I released.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. How do you decide when to drop some shit? Just whenever you feel like it?
Whenever I feel the times, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I used to try to make a schedule, but. It's just shit happens.
Schedules are stupid.
Shit happens. So it's just kind of like my fans, they love me too. So it's not, I don't got to worry about like dying off or nothing. Like, like shit might slow down, but it's never going to go away.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me?
Yeah. Do you know your fans? Do you know where they are? Do you know who they are?
I know a lot of fans. I've interacted with a lot of fans. My fans, they know I love them.
Yeah. That's good.
That shit's so dope to me.
That's good. Because a lot of people, they don't understand the importance of connecting with their fans.
You got to lock in with them, bro.
How do you lock in with your fans? Just on social media, DMs and shit?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. I'm finna go live right now. Give me 1 second.
Man, how does it feel to have fans, man? I want fans, shit.
Like, just for the fact, like, how do I interact with them?
Yeah.
I used to record songs in my bedroom, I'd go live and I like, let them see my whole process. Or I'll go live like right now. I'll talk to them, see what they're doing, add something to the live, do talent shows. I fucking...
Move the mic a little bit closer.
My bad.
No, you good.
But other things I do, I pop out of schools like I used to pop out of schools. I sign like they shirts, yeah. They phone cases.
You should
like,
still do that shit. Video, yeah. Bro.
I'm still going to do more. I'm doing it this week.
Yeah. I think that's how Blueface blew
that's
up.
That's how he blew it, bro. It's smart, bro, because I did it. Like, I had like little parties, events, all that. Yeah. Just like make sure I can stay connected. I do like little fundraisers sometimes for people. Like I've bought like I just look out for my fans because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be who I am.
You ain't got nothing.
I wouldn't be him. Yeah. I wouldn't be, there would be no Tay, no YVN, no name, no nothing.
Yeah.
Because without them, there's been times where my family, my closest people that said they would be there forever, would be there, and they folded. They fucked me over. Like, they done stupid, grimy shit. But these people right here, they made sure they tapped in with me at every second. Mm. They made sure they was locked in all the time. Mm. And, like, it's like, I don't know all of them, you feel me?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I feel I still got love for everybody.
Is that weird? Strangers support you more than your own family?
That's crazy to me. That's some real shit because it really is how it is, bro. Mm-hmm. How do strangers support me more than my own people, my own blood? Like,
yeah. What does that do to you mentally?
It fucked me up. It used to.
Make you bitter?
Now it just makes me, it just puts more inspiration in my heart because I feel like I got a lot of people to do it for now.
Mm.
I feel like, because if I feel like I'm going down, I'm finna slow down, shit's bad, like, I'm like, fuck, like, I got these people that's really rooting for me, waiting for me to do something.
Right.
I can't hold them up, so I got to stay locked in. So that's how I feel about it.
It's almost like a responsibility now.
It is. Like, I feel like I got to wear this, like, on my back. Like, so, you feel me?
Damn. Well, I hope to one day have some fans of my own, sir.
Bro, you going to, bro. You going up. Like, look at you, bro.
Yeah,
I
appreciate you, man.
I'm telling you,
you're
going to be locked in, bro. I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Hey, you keep doing what you're doing. You over here doing your motherfucking shit. We see you out here. For real.
You're going up this year, man.
For real.
Going up.
I can only imagine, man. It's a weird thing when you just stay consistent. Like, things just happen.
Things come fast.
Things just come fast.
Very fast.
And you feel like you're ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm very ready.
You don't ever feel overwhelmed?
I don't, bro, because you can ask all my peoples, bro.
Cool. You seem pretty calm, cool, and collected for sure.
I love this shit, bro, because this is my, like, I could do it all day. Sometimes I'd be like, fuck, I need to lay down real quick. But I got to get right back up and keep going.
So you never been in a room with somebody and been like, oh, shit, there he is?
Nah. Because I look at everybody as normal people now.
Yeah.
Because everybody, like, I feel like, because I met a lot of rap niggas and a lot of rap people and just, like, famous people in general. They don't have shit that, like, that shit is just internet shit. Like,
it's just regular people.
It's just regular people, bro. Regular-ass people. So, like, it'd be dope to work with, like, bigger artists. Like, I looked up to, but I've had people, like idols turn into rivals, like, hate on me and shit. So, I don't care about none of that.
How does that make you feel when the people that you fuck with turn on you musically?
That just kind of make me like, ooh.
Yeah. Because it's just music, right? So you don't want to get
damn,
too...
Damn, why I got to be a competition all the time, bro?
Bro, that's the weird thing.
That's some weird shit. Like music, why can't we go out together?
Music is not a sport.
It's not, bro. So why niggas, they trying to play? Like,
it started...
They don't pass the ball. They just...
Yeah, it's weird, man. I see that a lot, especially in hip-hop, because hip-hop did originate, you know, battling and all that, you know, so people do... There is a competitive nature to it, but when you... Like, it's art at the end of the day. Nice. So, you know, everybody can win. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people hate on each other like that.
Yeah, they just like, I don't know. I guess, I don't know.
They don't do it to your face, though.
They won't. They never will. No. They never will. They never will, bro.
Yeah.
And being in the music industry, bro, and just doing music, you're going to be around a lot of fake-ass people that you don't fuck with. They don't fuck with you. Y'all going to be smiling in each other's face, taking pictures, taking a drink and smoking a blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And then go out the room and it'd be like, fuck them.
Yeah.
So that's just something.
Yeah, I did some artist management, you know, in my past and just on a local scene.
You
and
know
just,
the real.
It's just like, you know.
You know the real.
It's just like even on the lower levels, it's like, damn, what
it's
we
like,
doing?
Why is it got to be so grimy? Why can't it just be some normal real shit?
Because everybody wants to, it's the ego and the pride.
Facts, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, as a man, you do got to have pride. You do have, and especially as a hip hop artist, you do gotta have ego, you know. But it's a healthy balance.
There's a very healthy balance, bro.
Yeah,
Cause you gotta like, sometimes you gotta be a little, like you gotta be an asshole sometimes, mm-hmm. but not too much cause people don't like it. You gotta mm-hmm. be genuine. Like, mm-hmm. well, like you gotta just know what you're doing.
A likable asshole.
Yeah. Cause it's not, it's not for everybody. It's mm-hmm. really not. Like sometimes I'll tell people like, I see everybody trying to be a rapper now or just trying to do some shit.
Yeah.
It's like, push your dreams. Don't ever stop. But don't do what you can't do.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes people be trying to give up. They all trying to put all their eggs in one basket. And they be fucked up. I'm like, bro, you're going to be 50 years old trying to fucking rap. Don't do it to yourself.
I'm glad that you recognize that, too. Cause that,
I see it.
Bro, I got friends my age trying to start a rap career. And I'm like,
It's harder, bro.
I got to shit on
you. You got to have the youth on your back.
It's a young man's sport. It's a young man's game, you know? And I'm like, dude, I got to shit on my friends all the time. I mean,
the baby did it, though.
But he
came hard though. But he wanted it.
He was working for a long time.
He worked hard for it. Yeah. And he wanted it though.
You can't be 30 and just start. Like mm-hmm. just record your first song. That don't
I work. Say you can do whatever you what you want.
That's true
where,
too.
And
that's
where we live in. You can make anything happen. Yeah. But just the competition wise, if you want that longevity in it, you gotta come ready to play.
Yeah.
So for sure. That's how I feel.
Yeah, and I think, you know, not everybody wants that fame, that lifestyle. That's why I ask if you feel like you're ready, because mm-hmm. it can be a lot. It can be a lot.
I feel like I deal with it already. Not even on no funny shit. Like,
no, you got, I mean.
I feel like when new things come, I just adapt to them quick. So it's not even the fact that nothing new is going to happen. It's just, Matt, we just running it up. We going up.
You're just working.
We working.
Yeah, you don't really think about it too much.
I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that type to get too sucked into it because it's like, I'm already noticed. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
So, that's how I feel.
So, who do you want to do songs with? Who's your top five?
I never really thought about it like that because I made a lot of my songs by myself. But
if you can have five people to choose from right now to do a song,
Lil Wayne.
That's a possibility. That's a strong possibility.
It is.
Yeah.
I wish there's a lot of artists that passed that I wish I could do songs with. But it would have been like Juice WRLD. That would be dope.
Yeah.
X. That would be dope. Yeah. But fucking, I want to work with Prince Tay. That's my brother. We got shit like in the background.
Yeah.
But I love to work with him because he's a hard, bro.
So you guys haven't done anything together yet?
We've done little things. Okay. But we haven't done what we were supposed to be doing.
A project?
Yes. Like something hard.
Yeah.
So I want just like, it's all love for him because that's my man's. Mm-hmm. We got to get more focused and get that shit going because I'm ready. I'm ready, bro.
Like, well, you guys are living both crazy ass lives, I'm sure.
We be moving fast, bro. Yeah. So it's just hard to just sit down and do it, but we're going to make sure it happens.
How'd that relationship come about?
I've known him since I was in middle school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like me, I met him when I had like 3,000 followers on Instagram. He had like 1,000. And we just started working together. I started dancing. I got to like 10K. I was help pushing this shit. We was like skip school, go sell tickets to book our own shows because people wouldn't book us. We would fucking go pop out of schools, do like toy drives, like just show love to the city. And like this shit started going up. Like people started to recognize. Like, and then I had moved because I was just getting in trouble and shit. And then he had got signed and he was with all the other homies and shit. And they went up. Like they did their thing. They had a lot of opportunities. So I'm proud of everybody.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, we came a long way.
Yeah.
From a lot of like fucked up shit. So I'm proud.
Damn. That's crazy. I didn't know you guys knew each other that long.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we knew each other for a long, long time. Like finesse teams, like that shit. That shit go back, bro.
So what's YVN? What does that mean?
YVN, Young Valuable Niggas.
Okay.
Young Valuable Network for business purposes.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. I like that thinking professionally.
Yeah. Fuck and then 73L, the shit I be throwing up, 73L. That shit is Rich for Life. So that's
what'd you say your nickname was?
Most Likely to Lose.
Oh yeah, that's right. Most Likely to Lose. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? Did you give yourself that name?
I just feel like that's just how I feel I am.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people in my life wanted to see me go down. They was praying on my downfall for a long while. So I just kind of put that on my back and my fans, my people could tell you that's how it is around here.
Yeah.
Because we go through a lot of bullshit, a lot of pain, but we keep it pushing.
Yeah. So. You got to.
Got to.
That's dope, man. That's dope, man. I'm super excited. Now that, you know, it's like you see, you know somebody on the internet, but then when you get them in person and you catch the vibe, catch the energy, man, you know what I'm saying? That's now it's
for you, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That's love, bro. I appreciate it.
It's big love, bro. That's dope. I'm super excited for you, bro, because that's you seem like you got a real good head on your shoulders and you know what's going on. You're smart. And you're ready. That's the big thing.
Yes, sir.
That's the big thing. You actually gave me some confidence in this motherfucker.
We going up.
Yeah, for
it's
real.
It's the year. It's time to boil out. Come on.
Oh, God, bro. We've been cooped up all 2020.
Yeah, they try to have us on lockdown. Yeah. It's time to turn them up. They haven't run aloud and all that comeback.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get there, bro.
You got to.
I need to. I need it.
I think it's only a matter of time, for real. You know what I'm saying?
I want Double XL next year.
Next year?
I know they watching me.
Yeah.
I know they watching
me. Why, they liking your pictures and shit?
I know they watching me. I know it.
Yo, XXL, I don't even know. Do you guys care about that still?
I don't know. It would just be dope because so many dope artists did it.
Yeah.
So it would just be something to be like, bro, I did that.
True.
Feel me?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what the big thing was with XXL, but it'd be dope still. It'd be dope. It'd be a cool thing to, you know, show your kids one day and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's dope, man. Anything else you want to shout out?
Shit, bro.
Yeah, about it. Yeah.
I'm just.
About an hour.
Yeah, bro.
A whole hour.
Shit, I just feel great. And I appreciate y'all having me here, bro. Like, just know I'm dropping tonight at 8:30. Y'all come fuck with me. Let's turn that shit up. This shit for the city. And then I drop my tape so it can. All right, like a month or so. We're going to turn up YVN Finesse Team for life.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I appreciate you big time. For real. For real. Yeah. So, you know, my door's always open. Anytime you want to come back, bro.
It's love. Same way. Back and forth. We're going
to lot of green. A whole lot of green in this bitch. For real. My smoothie.
A whole lot of slime.
You feel me? All right, man. Till next time, bro.
Peace.
It's the E-Square Podcast.